It is February 21st, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Congratulations to CoinDesk's Ian Allison and Tracy Wang and the team for winning a Polk Award, one of journalism's top prizes for CoinDesk's explosive FTX coverage. JLN was one of the first media outlets to pick up on the significance of CoinDesk's reporting and help tell their story when we published a video interview with CoinDesk Deputy Editor-in-Chief Nick Baker titled "Nick Baker's Big, Interesting, and Weird Stories at CoinDesk Turn Consequential with FTX Scoops and CoinDesk Comprehensive Coverage." Trading Technologies announced this morning it had entered into a commercial partnership with Eurex to offer Enlight, the selective request for quote RFQ solution, from within the TT platform. Euronext is looking for an account executive in Brussels. Geneva Trading is looking for a quantitative trader in Chicago. The Trade is launching its first survey on diversity and inclusion. It is open to market participants until February 28th to submit their views, with all responses welcome. The data will be used to inform and create the Trade's distributed content and survey presentations, and may also contribute to leaders in trading categories for 2023. Responses will be anonymous. You can go to a link in today's newsletter for the survey. Trading Amsterdam Global Coverage Local Reach is back on April 20th, 2023 at Hotel Okura, Amsterdam. It's the 12th anniversary of this event for the derivatives trading and investment community. Asset management firms, hedge funds, prop trading firms, market makers, brokerages, banks, and exchanges from Europe and further afield will gather to discuss the main issues, opportunities, and challenges facing the industry today. You can learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the press release from Trading Technologies. Trading Technologies and Eurex enter into commercial partnership to offer Enlight directly from TT platform. Banks, other large institutions to benefit from automated RFQ solution on trade execution screen. Trading Technologies International, TT, a global provider of high-performance professional trading software, infrastructure, and data solutions, and Eurex Frankfurt AG, the leading European derivatives exchange, today announced that they have entered into a commercial partnership in which TT will offer direct access to the Eurex Enlight Selective Request for Quote RFQ solution from within the TT platform. The agreement will give institutions on TT's broad global distribution network the opportunity to streamline their RFQ and larger scale complex trade execution activity on a single screen. I comment. TT and Eurex team up again to make the trader experience better. Here's a story from CNN. Millions braced for coast-to-coast winter storm. Despite the fact that spring is showing up early this year, we must remember winter isn't over yet. A major winter storm is set to impact millions this week, from coast to coast with heavy snow, dangerous winds, possible blizzard conditions, and for some, the coldest temperatures of the season. What to expect this week? My comment. Are you ready for Boca? I am. Here's a story from CoinDesk. CoinDesk wins a Polk Award, one of journalism's top prizes for explosive FTX coverage. CoinDesk journalist won a George Polk Award for the scoop that led to Sam Bankman-Fried's $32 billion cryptocurrency empire collapsing in days, and for two explosive follow-up stories. This is the news organization's first major journalism award. CoinDesk Ian Allison and Tracy Wang won the prize for financial reporting, according to a statement Monday. Previous winners in that category include the Wall Street Journal series on Theranos and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists stories on the so-called Panama Papers. My comment. Congratulations to CoinDesk and Nick Baker and the whole team on this award. Here's a story from the Financial Times. There are more hedge funds than Burger Kings. A lot more. There has been a lot of rending of garments and gnashing of teeth in recent years over the death of active management. Meanwhile, evil passive investing keeps growing. This is wrecking price signals, killing the dynamism of markets, fueling bubbles, bear markets, delete according to whatever markets you are doing this year, and imperiling capitalism itself, yada yada. The reality is, of course, that there is more trading than ever before, more mutual funds than ever before, and more hedge funds than ever before. My comment, there may be more hedge funds than Burger Kings, but there is only one hedge fund king. There are also plenty of jesters and several clowns. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Biden visits Ukraine in President's Day surprise in pictures from Bloomberg. Second was Jimmy Carter, 98, opts for hospice care from the New York Times. Third was Putin set for major Ukraine war speech after Biden walks street of Kiev from Reuters. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times, the headline, investment scam reports rise by 193% in 5 years. Financial watchdog notes growth of crypto fraud. Calls to the UK financial watchdog related to investment scams have nearly tripled over the last 5 years as fraudsters use inflationary pressures to better target victims. The data reflects the wider growth of so-called authorized push payment fraud, in which consumers are tricked into sending money to scammers who pose as trusted figures. Scammers are becoming more and more sophisticated, coming up with different tactics such as impersonation, texts or calls, and using the cost of living pressure as a way to tempt investors into false opportunities, says Mark Stewart, Executive Director of Enforcement and Market Oversight at the Financial Conduct Authority. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Derivatives market still hit by fallout from Ion Market cyberattack. Incident has left exchanges and regulators unable to compile weekly reports of trading activity. Business has yet to return to normal in global derivatives trading 3 weeks after a cyberattack on Ion Markets, underlying the financial technology group's significant role in the plumbing of the $1 trillion market. Little-known Ion was targeted by attackers at the end of January, who disabled part of its derivative system and forced many trading desks to manually keep track of their data on spreadsheets. And then finally, here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, office landlord defaults are escalating as lenders brace for more distress. Delinquency rate for office loans that back commercial mortgage-backed securities remain low, but it is heading higher. The number of big office landlords defaulting on their loans is on the rise. Fresh evidence that more developers believe that remote and hybrid work habits have permanently impaired the office market. The giant investment manager Brookfield Asset Management recently defaulted on a total of over $750 million in debt for a pair of 52-story towers in Los Angeles, according to a February securities filing. Real estate firm RXR is in talks with creditors to restructure debt on 61 Broadway, a 34-story tower in Manhattan's financial district, according to people familiar with the matter. Handing over the building to the lender is among the options under consideration, these people said. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.